for our veterans.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I have been moved by what I've seen on TV over the last 24 hours. Guys like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson taking a victory lap. But I was especially taken by Leo Terrell. He was on Fox this morning, civil rights attorney. He was on Fox and Friends and talked about Democrats and the big lie on race. Listen to this.
Brian, I'm relieved that the amount of violence has been reduced dramatically, but I think people need to understand this was a trial about murder, not about race, not about whether or not Derek Chauvin was a racist. The case had nothing to do with race, but you can't imagine that given what you're hearing from the left and from the Democrats. That's the embarrassing part about it.
So can I just qualify that for a second? What you're saying is if it was a white person that gave a phony $20 bill that Derek Chauvin would have done the same thing?
I'm saying to you that Derek Chauvin's conduct was not motivated by race. You look at the charges which he was found guilty of. You get the presentation of the case by the prosecution. Brian, there was not one word uttered about race. Look at the diversity of the jury. Nothing about race. But if you listen to Joe Biden, who can look Americans in the camera, through the camera, and say there's systemic discrimination. Yep. Kamala Harris, they're lying to the American public without any hesitation. That's the shameful part about this. Everything is about race, black versus white. And it's embarrassing and it's insulting and it's being used for one purpose, to pander to the black voters so that they can remain as Democrats. It's very, very insulting.
Leo Terrell speaks the truth. That is amazing. More on that coming up in a little bit. Stick around. We're very excited because coming up a little bit later on, we're going to get a chance to visit with a really good legislator, Heidi Kasama from District 2. But she has interests that go beyond just Carson City. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 431 right now, and you're still congested as you try to work your way to the west part of the valley through the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515. Westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard, you're bumper to bumper through there. 515 eastbound at Main Street, you're going about 35 on a regular basis. Also, we're getting slow flows there on the 15 in the resort corridor, beginning about Tropicana all the way up to and past Sahara there. Look for some heavy volumes on the south side of Interstate 15. That's at Symphony, 95 west at Decatur. You'll touch the brakes there. And remember, the bridge work, that's causing delays. Interstate 15 north at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are looking for their eighth straight win as they are going to match up against the San Jose Sharks coming up this evening. So far this year, Vegas 6-0-0 against the Sharks. They have put up very good numbers. This is going to be the wrap-up of a two-game series after Vegas got the 3-2 shootout win this past Monday. UNLV baseball, they did not play this past weekend, and now they're not going to play this upcoming weekend either. Their weekend series against New Mexico, it has been canceled because of COVID-19 testing within the Rebel baseball program. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fortunately, they were dancing in the streets of Minneapolis, not rioting. I am assuming the mob is going to eventually go home or maybe go to Columbus, Ohio. But it does point out all of those businesses in Minneapolis that boarded up because they were fairly certain that no matter what happened, there would be some sort of riot. Then you've got Florida. Florida is a state that has just passed and a bill that's been signed by the governor, an anti-rioting bill. This is great stuff. And in fact, I want to go to cut five real quick. Because this is something that is needed in every community across America. It won't pass muster in a state like Nevada. I promise you, you won't be seeing a bill like this coming before the legislature. But it's one that is sorely needed. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida was on with Laura Ingraham last night talking about why we need his anti-rioting bill. This is cut number five. And this is Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida.
You signed an anti-riot bill that you say is the strongest law against rioting, pro-law enforcement piece of legislation in the country. Now, given what we heard from Biden and Harris tonight regarding this push for the George Floyd Policing Act, is your law even necessary?
Well, Laura, I think our law was necessary. We've seen a lot of unrest in our country. We don't want that coming to Florida. And it really does a lot of different things. I mean, one of the things it does is it effectively prevents local governments from defunding law enforcement, which is an insane idea and would put a lot of people at risk. It also lets citizens sue their local governments if the local governments tell the police to stand down during one property's harmed. And it does provide really strong penalties for people who engage in violent assemblies, particularly if you harm somebody else and particularly if you prove what we did. We think it'll make a big difference.
Now, in the angle, I talked about how the big lie that was told over and over today by activists, media types, and the president and vice president is that America, at her core, is a racist nation. Your thoughts on that, especially as it affects young Americans?
Well, I think it's very damaging because it's an attempt to delegitimize all the institutions in our country, starting with the Constitution. They say they denigrate the Founding Fathers. They denigrate everybody in society now. So I think it's very harmful. That's one of the reasons in Florida we've banned critical race theory being taught in our K-12 schools. We think teaching people to hate the country, hate each other based on race, believe that that's consistent with what the country stands for.
A protester in New York City, Governor, tonight made it pretty clear why a bill like yours is necessary. Watch.
What we really have to be cognizant of is that it was a mixture of violent and nonviolent protests that yielded this result. That's the bottom line. America doesn't listen to us when we march peacefully. I'm not saying people will be back in the street, but America must know that if you continue to allow us to be murdered in the streets without justice, we will raise hell in America.
Governor, this isn't stopping anytime soon. As he indicated, violence, at least in part, worked in his view.
Well, that's really, really troubling, Laura, because if that's what a lot of people think, and I don't know what happened with this verdict, but if that's something that can potentially happen, where you basically have justice meted out because the jury is scared of what a mob may do. And again, I'm not saying that's what happened here, but that speaker seemed to suggest that that had an impact. That's completely antithetical to the rule of law. And I think what we've done with our bill, our anti-riot bill, is saying, you engage in that, you're going to jail. You're not going to gain by doing that. We're going to maintain law and order. But certainly to think that somehow that is going to influence how the rule of law is applied, it would be a total disaster if that idea takes hold.
That is the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. I'm going to open up our phone lines, because I want to talk about the Democrats' big lie. You've heard it from the president, from the vice president, from protesters. And that is essentially that we are a systemically racist country. Our institutions are racist. Our people, by and large, are racist. Do you believe that? I don't believe that for a second. The people you sit in church with on Sunday, are they systemically racist? We'll see what you think. And by the way, if you're a first-time caller, let gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. He will whisper it in my ear that you're a first-time caller. We'll move you up in line, probably, and we'll give you a little extra love. We'll do that. We'll do that. Here's the number to call, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Again, 844, the number 2, Nevada, and 844-263-8232. I want to hear from you, and I want to see if we can dispel this notion that the Democrats want to sell us and sell to the African-American community and to people of color, that we are a racist country by nature. I don't believe that for a minute. We'll see what you think. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psychery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsychery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is the big lie the Democrats like to try and sell to the African-American community and others of color, and that is that we are a systemically racist society. Our institutions are systemically racist. Our education is systemically racist. And essentially, African-Americans and other people of color are victims. They are selling the victimization of America. They've been doing it for decades, but now it's more pronounced. Now they don't even apologize for bringing it up. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to your phone calls. If you want to join us, I've only got one line open, but if you want to seize it now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. John is first-time caller. John, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi. Hello, John. John may be among the faithfully departed.
Can you hear me all right?
Oh, now I can hear you just fine. I can hear you great. What's up, man?
You know, I just wanted to say that, you know, I've been listening to you for a couple of years now, and I don't agree with everything, but this whole critical race theory, my son, he goes to a charter school. He's blonde-haired, blue-eyed. He come home about last year, and he goes, "Look, Dad, look, I'm," puts his arm, he goes, "I'm white." I go, "Okay." He goes, yeah, Miss, her teacher goes, yeah, I told him that he's white. I'm like, I wanted to do something about it, but it wasn't nothing I could do. But I'm like, why are they pointing that out? That's like, what do they want? They want a mess.
I'm not sure. I'm going to tell you what I think it is. I think what they want to do is they want to sell people of color on that victimization thing that Al Sharpton's been doing and Jesse Jackson's been doing. They haven't improved the lot of anybody, but they've sold.
And you know,
they've sold them on the notion that they are victims and that the government is the only ones that can save them.
And just one more thing. My daughter, my middle daughter, 19, when she was like 14, 15, high school or junior high, her friends who lived in the apartments around us, they had free smartphones. They had free phones. We're paying for our phones and our rent and everything. And it's like, she's like, why can't I have the new phone? I'm like, who's paying for it? But I'm going to listen to you guys.
Well, John, I'll.
Thank you for being on the air.
Hey, John. Basically, that's what this whole pandemic thing has been all about, of people being able to sit on the sideline, and you know, people staying home rather than going back to work. Somebody else is paying for it, and it turns out it's you and me that end up paying for it. All these taxpayer dollars that are going to people. To sit home rather than come back to work. We're seeing that all over the place. John, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. But John is right, though. And this critical race theory thing is driving me nuts. I mean, it really honestly is. Now the question is, where do we go from here? Members of the George Floyd family have come out and said, this is not the end, this is the beginning. I think they're implying that it's a beginning of a movement that's going. Now, the question is, and this is something I'm going to be asking a lot of people about over the course of the next year or so, especially leading up to the midterm elections, is this going to be like Occupy Wall Street? Remember Occupy Wall Street, where they took over a public park there in New York City? And essentially, they captured the fake news media. They were all over the thing. But it didn't change anything. Occupy Wall Street never changed anything. They never got anybody elected to public office. Is that going to be what this is going to be about, Black Lives Matter? Or will Black Lives Matter start getting people elected? Will it become a brand, if you will? And I don't have the answer to that question. I don't know if they'll ever become a political force. And that, to me, is the only way you're ever going to get anything done. That's the only way that you'll ever be able to wield real power. You know, to be able to get a park renamed, that's nothing. I'm talking about substantial stuff where you can change policy. Where, for instance, you could, and this I think is achievable. You could eliminate the chokehold. The chokehold in many communities has been eliminated. But my point would be, this is the, you know, if you want to wield real power, you've got to become a movement, and you got to be able to get people elected, and you got to be able to get people beaten in a primary. That's when you'll know that you've made it. That's when you'll know that this George Floyd thing, the Black Lives Matter thing, is not just a flash in the pan. Will it be able to get people elected? Will you be able to brand, let's say, Black Lives Matter into something that can actually elicit change? And I don't know that this is going to be the thing. This may be the next Occupy Wall Street, which never went any further than that little park in New York City. It never went any further than that. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. We were talking about what happens next. And I'll be interested to see over the next couple of nights whether the mob simply moves from Minneapolis to Columbus, Ohio. I don't know if you've seen the body cam. The body cam evidence to me is overwhelming that this cop saved a bunch of girls' lives. Because this girl was the 16-year-old was somebody that was going to use a knife on two other young girls. And again, there may be other evidence out there, but the body cam evidence to me is kind of exhibit A. I mean, if 9 minutes, 29 seconds was the video that explained what happened to George Floyd, this body cam video was spot on. I mean, this is exactly what probably saved lives. And cops can do that. I'm sorry. This goes back to the Michael Brown thing in Ferguson, where the law says if you try and disarm a cop, he can come back and shoot you dead. He has a license to kill. Not to borrow a 007 thing, but no. In that case, Darren Wilson had the wherewithal to kill Michael Brown, and he did. Anyway, stick around. More to come. Heidi Kasama will join us.